And we have the general manager
yep.
of the San Francisco Giants right here, Bobby Evans.
All right.
From North Carolina, right? Right, North Carolina. You looked at me like maybe I had the wrong state.
No. Oh, he's a Tar Heel, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
All right. Through and through, as we like to say. How did you like the ceremony today for Gaylord?
No, that was special. I mean, what a great tribute to him and really the organization. And just some amazing accomplishments of a great career. And then the way they honored him as the person that he is, too. And you know, I was a high school student in North Carolina and had a chance to watch his son and daughter play high school basketball okay. against some friends of mine, and that was the first time I think I'd ever met Gaylord, so it was pretty cool. And yet, remembered his son today because he's not with us anymore, but still just a special day, and Gaylord clearly loved by his teammates and loved by the other Hall of Famers that have statues around the park, too.
You know, what impresses you the most, I'll ask you that, of his stats? The 314 wins, 303 complete games.
Oh, no question. The 300 complete games is probably a tight race with the 50-plus shutouts.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. And in fact, 250 innings, I think John said, over 10 times.
Sheesh.
How about that? And
13 times, it sounded like. That's crazy.
Isn't that something? I mean, honestly, to realize
makes
how
you,
good he
makes
was.
Makes you long for that day. Wasn't that something?
Yeah. And I'll tell you the story. And when Gaylord will be here, we'll ask him as well why he got. Now, you're a general manager. You just pulled off two very big trades, maybe three. I'll give you three of them as well. We gave you a good grade on that, by the way. So you're in safe ground here today. But for Gaylord, he was traded after the 71 season to the Cleveland Indians for a sudden Sam McDowell. I don't know if I ever told you the story. But Charlie Fox was the manager of the Giants in those days. And in those days, the manager and Horace Stoneham, they kind of got together, and Chub Feeney, if he was gone, he was already in San Diego. And Charlie Fox said, listen, I want Sam McDowell. I could have gotten him as a high school player. I didn't get him. He went to Cleveland, and now Cleveland's calling up. They said they want to trade Sam McDowell. I want him. And Horace said, well, who do they want? And they said, Gaylord Perry. And Charlie said, we should do it. And Gaylord Perry and Frank Duffy went to Cleveland for Sam McDowell because Charlie Fox was upset that he didn't get him as a high school kid.
Isn't that something?
Isn't
what
that,
a story.
Huh? Isn't that something?
What a story. And, of course, Gaylord had already had, 9 years here, right?
Yeah.
Or thereabouts?
Well, he did the 23-inning game, so it was nice. He pitched 10 shutout innings in that one. But what a competitor. And you think of your pitching staff today with Bumgarner and Cueto and Samardzija and Matt Moore and the kind of players we see in baseball today. I guess they'll never make another Gaylord, but they have pitchers who are similar. You know, they give you that fight.
Yeah, well, look at the stature of Gaylord. I mean, the physical specimen that he is. I mean, you can see why he was able to withstand that kind of workload. And, you know, again, they did it. The statue looks amazing. It looks great. It remembers him well as a Giant. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, and he went into the Hall of Fame the same way. Bobby Evans with us. All right, so let's get to some of the things that are going on with the ball club. 8-17 since the break, and I know I do these shows all the time. I'm kind of doing the same show every night here. Not a quality start, not getting enough hitting. Bullpen starting to come around nicely. How do you view what's going on with the club?
Well, I think, you know, I look at it not so much as 8-17 as much as I look at it as 0-6 and 8-11.
Okay.
So we've lost 11 out of our last 19. You know, every day we got a chance to rebound from this. You know, we've got to focus on what we can do in our division. We can't worry so much about what LA has done or has not done. We have to do what we have to do, and that's going to, you know, we're going to put some runs on the board. As good as our pitchers can pitch, they're going to have to, you know, do their part, but our offense is going to have to come around and get more runs on the board early and give us some cushion. But that said, I believe we got the right guys for the job. We got the right lineup, the right group, and they want to turn this around as fast as anybody. There's no way you have the first half they had and then struggle this much and not be able to turn it around. So I'm expecting to turn around any time now.
Go ahead.
What do these guys do to get it back going in the right direction? Do they just take more batting practice? Do they just kind of get into the rhythm of coming off the DL in terms of panic and pants? How do they get going in the right direction, Bobby?
Well, it's rhythm. They try to get in the right rhythm pregame. They also, you know, they try to balance and try to not do anything radically different. I mean, they're creatures of habit, and they try to, you know, stay upbeat with each other and confident and not let the struggles get them down. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of a new game every day. And you have to put yesterday behind you, and you have to put, you know, your struggles behind you. And I think the approach at the plate, you know, make adjustments. But at this point in their careers, they're not making too many mechanical adjustments, but it is a state of mind, and it also is an approach. But, again, these guys are trying to pump each other up. And they get in the dugout yesterday. It didn't go the way we wanted, but they were fired up, ready to, you know, build off of beating Miami in the three-game series. So, again, it's a state of mind. I think that these guys are competitors and successful for a reason, and you can't keep them down for forever.
You made a trade. Matt Duffy was traded to Tampa. And when I was on the air, I talked about Matt Williams being traded by Brian Sabian. It was his first big signature trade. And Matt Williams was so popular at that time. The fan base, my God, Matt Williams, you can't trade him. How could you trade Matt Williams? And Brian said, well, we're getting Jeff Kent and Julian Tavares, another Joe Roa. And, of course, it worked out to be a great trade. The Matt Duffy trade, maybe your first real significant trade of a homegrown guy. And, of course, we got all the tweets, and everyone said, oh, my God, Matt Duffy, Matt Duffy. Was it hard for you to part with him, and take us through maybe how that trade came together?
You know, every trade for the last 20 years has been hard for me. I hate seeing guys leave us. I mean, especially guys that we've invested in and have had certain levels of success, much less a guy that's come up and done what Matt Duffy has done at the big league level. So it's just always very difficult for me to see our guys go. And you know, we worked as hard as we could to make a deal that didn't include, you know, Matt Duffy. But ultimately, you know, in order to get our rotation stronger, which we felt like we needed to be in the playoff hunt this year, we had to compromise and make a deal that we felt like would help us get better this year, even though it hurts. And, you know, again, I think that the challenges of a trade deadline, you know, back in the day, it used to always be big leaguers for big leaguers back in one day and time, and then it became more prospect driven, and now we're seeing more and more trades where unless you're willing to deal off your big league club, you know, you're going to have a pretty steep price to pay. In fact, you know, sometimes talking about you've seen four and five players of prospects going for one guy. So, you know, we've got to push forward in terms of our overall performance on the field, but I feel like we put ourselves in a position where we've got the crew, you know, to make a playoff run.
All right, you see the Hall of Famers here to your
double
your
deuce,
yeah. Jim Palmer. We're going to have him on, cool. Folks. Jim Palmer, let's give a nice hand for him. He's going to come on with us just when Bobby's done a new book that's out that I have here. If folks want to take a
That'll
look
be cool.
at it as well. All right, so. Pitching-wise, Matt Moore is here now. And what do you see with Matt Moore? We haven't seen him at AT&T yet. What do we expect from Matt Moore?
Well, I think we see a plus fastball from the left side. I mean, it's good to have, you know, more than one guy in the rotation that throws left-handed. And again, we've got a big league curveball that I think makes a strong impression, you know, on our own guys, having faced them. But then, you know, provides some deception. And a guy that we expect to be able to give us a, you know, rock solid, you know, number three, number four type starter.
Any help in the minor leagues that may be coming up? I know September 1st is right around the corner. You know, we always expand the roster. Anyone that you'd comment on in the minor leagues that may come up in September that you can look at and say maybe this can be some help? And I'll start with Ty Block, who really at Sacramento has put together an amazing year.
No, he's continued to get better even this year. I mean, look at his numbers back-to-back years in PCL. He did fairly well last year. He's just improved upon that significantly. I think his ERA is a run lower, and you know, he's just done a much better job. And yeah, I mean, I think you know we're going to have to figure out the guys that come up in September. He's certainly on the radar. The challenge will be with, you know, the guys that are not on the roster, some of whom have helped us this year. You know, now or have a hard time getting back onto the 40. Yeah. Block, of course, is on the 40, but there's some guys that are on the 40 that you've seen that you'll have a good chance of seeing again. Guys that aren't on the 40 are going to have a hard time getting back up here.
Yeah, I think that's just the reality of a 40-man roster. It's going to be tough to get the Grant Greens of the world back up here.
There's a limit, and that's unfortunate because the guys have played well and helped us up here and now have done well down at AAA, but we only have so many spots.
All right, the other trade, and again, I say this was as general manager. I said that was maybe your first signature trade as the general manager. That's why I brought up Duffy. But the Will Smith trade, when I saw it, God, I said, Phil Bickford, wow. Andrew Susak for Will Smith. What about that one? That one must not have been easy as well.
Well, again, you're having to pay up pretty good, pretty high prices to get, quality help. And for us, he can help us late in the game. He's a guy that his splits career-wise are solid against righties and lefties, which, we saw the situational use of our bullpen and how much that wore us down. I mean, we had guys with 40-plus appearances in the first half. That's hard to maintain. And so this is a guy that won't require, when he gets settled in, he won't require to come out when he has a lefty or righty. He can stay in the game, and that's an option that Boach hasn't so much had, especially from a left-hander. And we believe Osich is very much capable of that, hasn't been able to pull it off so much on a consistent basis this year, but I think he's that kind of pitcher. But, we needed somebody right now to do that, and we were fortunate to get Will, and it was at a heavy price.
How close is Corey Guerin to coming back? And look at his Sacramento numbers. They're very encouraging.
No, I think Corey is very close. I mean, we're going to get him back-to-back and then reassess, what we do next. But, I don't want to rush him. I want to make sure that he's able to help us down the stretch.
Well, any concerns? I say with 47 to go, still up by a game, and you work to try to get the offense going, get the defense going. Looks like the bullpen has come into the way Bochy likes the bull. You guys like the bullpen, I'd say. That's the first piece that looks like a pennant-winning piece right now.
Well, I think our pitching and defense is really what we're going to have to build on, and then our offense is going to come around. And we've got to pitch well, and we've got to play good defense. And we've got some excellent defenders out there. The numbers back it up. And I think Span has really made some great strides in center field from an early slow start defensively. But I think overall around the horn, we've got a chance to protect ourselves defensively. Posey's never had a better year defensively, and we already know what Crawford and Panic and Belt are capable of, and we've added Nunez. So, in my mind, it's going to be pitching and defense, and ultimately our offense is going to have to just do enough to make sure they get it by, and I think we're going to see better from them. They certainly have struggled lately.
All right, go ahead, Pat.
Well, I just want to ask you about old man Jake and his transition to the pen. Not too shabby so far, huh?
No, he's impressive. I mean, part of it is just the way he approaches it. I mean, his attitude from the day we told him, and then coming in the game right away, and now he's pitched back to back. And yesterday, of course, it's impressive, and it says a lot about not only what he has physically to offer, but how strong he is mentally.
And what kind of tone does that set in the clubhouse? Like, hey, this guy's willing to do whatever it takes to help the team. I know he was asked to do it, but without complaint. And he's excelled, so I'm sure that sets kind of a tone down there, huh?
Well, former Cy Young Award winner and longtime starter, never having pitched out of the pen, it does send a message across the clubhouse.
Good.
How do you like the Orioles? We did a little workup on the Orioles today. I said it looked like a football team out there. They don't look like a National League team, I will tell you that.
No.
Come on, Jim. They look very big.
Well, they've got great leadership at the top, and certainly impressive ball club.
Yeah, very good. All right, nice to have you. I know you had a busy day today, and it was nice seeing all the Hall of Famers today.
Special day.
Gaylord right on, Bobby.
All right, Bobby, thanks for being here.
You.
That's Bobby Evans.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll take